Phoenix Analysis.
Good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. Happy New Year! I know, we're a bit late with that. Only a couple of weeks late with that. We do apologise for that. But we are back. This is our first show of 2019. And I'm really excited because we are on fire today. I am joined in the studio by our fabulous, gorgeous, brand new co-host who's joined the team today, the wonderful Julie Daniel.
Ooh,
the
hi.
Chic. The chic. Stylist. Oh, I'm going to have to work on that.
Me, yes.
You know what? It took about 6 months for me to get Gemma's business right. So you're right.
One day, maybe.
Thank you for joining in the team.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. This is amazing. I am so excited. We're going to have so much fun on the show, talking to all the amazing guests.
It's going to be great, great. And our guest today, and we thought, brand new year, starting with a wham. So we're starting with a fabulous guest. He's like, who are you talking about? Yeah, we're talking about you, Jason. It is the amazing Jason Allen, singer,
hello,
actor. And I can't help but always want to call you Jason Allen's Way.
Yeah, everybody does.
It feels like that you have to add that bit on just for extra emphasis or something.
Yeah, it was on my car, so it's fine. You can call me that.
We'll call you that.
Yeah.
But Jason was with us today. So we are looking forward to a really great show. We want to hear from you, the listeners. A little bit quiet out there in Twitter land today, but we know there is a big event happening at the University of Kent, the Kent Business Summit. So we know a lot of people are going to be listening to the listen again later because they can't do it today. So hello to everybody who's listening today, tomorrow,
hello,
next week. Hello. But we want to hear from you. If you're listening today, give us a tweet. Let us know you're listening at Bunker Extra with the hashtag BExtra, BBunker. How are you? How was your first week? Is this your first full week back at work? You can, if you want to, at any point, give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. And please do give us an email if you've got an event coming up this year and you want us to share about it, shout out about it. Give us an email at bunkextra@gmail.com. We want to hear this. You know, the event season has started again. We kick-started today with the Kent Summit in Canterbury. So there's lots going on. So let us know what's going on and we can share it with everybody. Last week on the show, we didn't have a show last week. We've been gone for 2 weeks.
God, that's gone quickly, though.
Yeah.
That's gone quickly enough.
It's like almost the middle of January already.
Exactly.
It's like, hello.
It's a Valentine's Day soon.
Exactly.
2 weeks feels ages ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Christmas feels like a long, long time ago, doesn't it? It's like,
well, it was
gone. Yeah. Well, it was. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
2 and a half weeks ago.
But the last show we aired was, we had a fabulous Christmas special and I had all four co-hosts with us.
That was a great
year.
Show.
It was so
I listened
fun.
To that. Oh,
we didn't
great.
Have breaks or anything. We just went. Oh, no, we had a song.
But you were just
on
the booze.
I didn't do any advert.
You were just on the booze.
Yeah, we did have a bottle of Prosecco in the studio.
Well, it was Christmas.
was Christmas, exactly.
Go
so
it.
It's allowed. It's absolutely fine. But it was a great show. But if you did miss that and if you're feeling Christmassy still or want to feel Christmassy still, go to the Biz Radio website, click on the extra tab and you can listen to that show or any of the previous shows. It was great fun. But today we've got loads to cover. So, you know, we're going to have a quick touch base with Julie, who's joining us today. So Julie is the chic stylist. So if you missed her show, again, go on to the extra tab. Julie was a guest with us last year and you can listen to her show, which gives you full details. But we're going to be learning more about Julie as we go along.
Totally.
But did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, my God. My Christmas was amazing. I was doing South America and the Caribbean over a couple of weeks.
We're not jealous at all, are we?
Just prize Christmas. And that bloody went so fast. I mean, where did that time go? But yeah, a little bit of styling work out there. A lot of family stuff. It was great. And my mum actually had her big birthday out there. So we are from South America, from Guyana, my family. So it was a trip back, take my kids back to see their Guyanese roots. So we went to do that, and that was absolutely amazing. We went to see all the waterfalls, and we went over the border of Brazil in this little small dinky plane, and we thought we'll never see the light of day ever again. But it was amazing, all the things that we'd done. Wow. And, you know, ended up in Barbados for a bit of fun in the beautiful white sandy beaches.
I went to Southampton.
Okay.
So that's as far as I went.
Okay.
It's not as glamorous. Carry on.
Well, you know, there's some sea.
There's some sea, yeah. Sea. It's a bit blue. A bit grey.
Yeah. No. So that was amazing. Got back and I've hit it straight, you know, straight in.
I was going to say, are you back? When did you back to? When did you take?
Do you know, you never really tune off, do you, as a business owner?
No.
An entrepreneur, it's just constant, especially with social media, 24/7. It's like the Big Apple, isn't it? We're always on. We're always awake and ready to go. So I have literally been really peeping at everything all the time and have been sort of keeping engaged with everything. So it's all good. But I've been doing lots of amazing networking. Amanda will know all about the networking circuit.
Absolutely.
So I've been back on the game.
Maybe you want to rephrase that.
Well, okay. Let's not go there.
Busy Christmas you had.
Crazy Christmas. But it's all good. Like we talked about earlier before the show. Busy is good. Huh? Busy is good.
Busy is good. And I like that because I've a lot of people I spoke to last year, I'm like, how are you doing? And they're like, so busy. And it's like, especially, you know, they're like, oh my God, I'm so busy. But it's good that they're so busy. But sometimes I think you get to a point with business, with work, and you're just like, I just need a break. I'm so busy. You know, you always want to be busy. But the thing is, I don't know if you're like me, but when I'm not busy, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not busy. Why am I not busy? I need
That's
to be busy.
That's right. You get worried, don't you?
In between. You're either too busy or not busy enough.
Yeah.
Or bored. Busy or bored?
Busy or bored. Yeah, the two B's. Are you busy or bored?
This is it. So yes, so life is good right now. And I'm so pleased to be here today. This is really fun. I just can't wait to, you know, get stuck into the show. So this is going to be great. So yeah, life is good.
Fabulous. And so we'll do a quick brief. You are the Chic Stylist. So you are a personal stylist. So just give us your quick 60 second.
Oh, wow. You talk about putting me on the spot. Okay. So the quickie is that I am also a mindset coach. So what I'm all about is about, you know, being, feeling, looking amazing on both the inside and the outside. So it's about helping you to, you know, really get over yourself. You know, a lot of people, you know, bum's too big, nose too big, too short, too tall, whatever it is. Well, let's overcome that and let's, you know, get over those issues and actually get out there, dress correctly, you know, look the business and, you know, go be successful and amazing in the real world. So yes, that's what I'm all about, helping you on the inside and the outside to be amazing and chic.
That's brilliant. And I'm just, oh look, I'm making a noise in the background. It's a trouble when you're
what
trying.
What is that?
I'm
what
trying to post. Oh, it was that little, so I got taught as Julie and Jason have just discovered, I just realised, two J's, Julie and Jason. I got introduced yesterday to Instagram story extra thing. I don't really know about Instagram story, but it's called Super Zoom and you can zoom in with great effects going on. So,
wow, that sounds great.
I'm so excited. I do get very excited when I learn something new about social media. When somebody showed me how to do gifts on Twitter.
Oh, the gifts are amazing,
oh my God,
aren't they?
I was like sat there for hours just gift.
Yeah.
And then of course it's make your own gift.
Can you do that?
Yes, you can. There's an app for it.
Okay.
There's an app for everything.
There's an app for everything. So that was great. So yeah, no, I was just trying to do a post and talk at the same time. And then that video came up. So that's what that noise was in the background.
Yes.
So I'm totally distracted.
So all it was that I was saying about how amazing you can look and feel on the inside and the outside with some chic magic. And that's what I provide. All my fabulous clients and customers.
Yeah, she's great. Now, what I have done as well, I'm going to keep putting Julie on the spot today. You know, what I believe you learn by throwing people in the deep end. Learn to learn to swim, Amanda, straight away. We go with that thing. So what I've decided we're going to do this year, because I'm very lucky. I have four amazing co-hosts who join me every month. Obviously, they do once a week, and they're all professionals in their own right. So they take their time out, which I'm grateful for. But also, I want to start sharing a bit of their expertise with our listeners as well. So Julie gets to kick the year off. By the way, I haven't told any of the co-hosts just yet. So if they're listening, they're going to go, "Oh my god,
thanks, Amanda."
I'll put it on my list, Julissa. What we're going to do is we're going to hear from our experts. So we're going to have I might even do a jingle for it. Hear from the experts. So we're going to hear a little bit of wisdom from our experts. Obviously, we already know we do our cybersecurity expert spot every month with the fabulous Richard Bell. And we just like scaring the hell out of people with that. Just remembering, you know, all the baddies that are out there, and be careful with your passwords and all that type of thing. So, but it's good because you need to, it's quite a good reminder to be safe and keep an eye out. As a big business, small business, as individuals, you need to be very careful with your personal data and everything these days. So that's great. So we're going to have we're going to have the professional advice spot, and Julie's going to kick us off today. So give us a bit of words of wisdom, a bit of advice for people.
Okay, let's think. So right now in January, everybody is dashing down to the gym. They're trying to lose those pounds.
I'm not,
and
by
they
want
to look amazing. Well done.
No, I don't do gym.
Good. I've
never
but you don't
done
just
gym.
Throw yourself into it God, like
no.
everybody else is.
No.
And paying extortionate fees, you know, just to not go in 2 months' time. So the point being that everybody's going down to the gym right now, and they think that they're going to be this ultra slim, you know, bikini body come summer. Now, my tip is, why go through the pain when?
Well, they say no pain, no gain.
Yeah, true. I mean, it is, of course, good for health benefits. Don't get me wrong, everybody. So don't just stop going to the gym.
Like,
But if you want to cheat a little bit, you can invest in some amazing Spanx. Now, this is the thing that Kim Kardashian and many others.
I like this. This is more. This is me.
Now, this is it. Now, you know, you can go down. It's all about good foundations, good underwear. I'm sorry, Jason.
He's got his Spanx on.
And literally, if you get it right, and getting the right sizing, etc., you can absolutely have that body, that perfect 10 out of 10 body, without having to put all that work in. So for me, it's a case of, you know, get yourself down to a department store or to a good underwear store, get yourself fitted up, and, you know, get that great underwear on, because when you put those outfits on, you will absolutely feel amazing and look amazing without having to do the work. And that's what it's all about.
I'm liking your
way
of thinking.
So that's my tip for today for the month.
Quit the gym. Get your spandex.
Get your spandex. Get your Spanx. Get those, some good underwear. And like tuck it in.
I tuck it
in. Pull it in. Yeah. Oh, it pulls it in for you. So, you know, come on. It's a no-brainer. So go do it. Go do it.
There you go. That is your bit of advice today.
It sure
I like
is.
That. I like that. Because sometimes I think people put so much stress and pressure on themselves. I was actually a guest on Paul's Bunker Show on Tuesday. And one of the things they were discussing was that people always go, "All right, yeah, January, we're going to be new us, new this and new that," and all that type of thing. And it's like, well, it should always be an ongoing thing. So, you know, you shouldn't be resetting things. You should just be continuing what you're doing.
Maintaining.
Every month you should reset your goals. Your plans and re-look at yourself and all that type of thing. So he was having a big rant about, you know, January shouldn't be a big huge like that
trigger. It just triggers you to
good. It does reset you, because when you're continuously working, you need something to go, right, stop, reset and go again. And yes, okay, you probably should do that every month, but I think it's such a strong date, isn't it? It's not just the first day of the month, it's the first day of a new year. So I can see in a way where it helps with the positive mindset, and it helps you think, right, okay, this year is going to be different.
But you know, I was having a conversation with my kids over dinner the other day, and they said to me, "Mum, but if we didn't have a count of years, so if we didn't know it was 2019, you know, and we weren't born in 2007, et cetera, et cetera, how would we know that there's a new year and that we've got to do all this new stuff?" And it's a fair point, because if we're just rolling on and there's, you know, no, like, stop, there's no 365 years count to start again, then actually we would just continue doing what we always do, wouldn't we? I mean, there would be some other way of working it all out. However, if we were just rolling on and you didn't have to say that because the new year's coming, I've got to do all this great new stuff. Well, actually, you know, we should take that principle that it's, you know, every year is a continuation of the former, and we're going to learn, live and learn from the previous.
And I think that's one of the things, isn't it? It's just about not going crazy. Don't go stupid. Don't think. Because you say everyone sets New Year's resolutions. I think is it 17th? That's when everyone gives
they
them
stop.
Up.
Yeah,
New Year's resolution and then stop.
Yeah.
But I think I think you should just always be looking, always reflecting,
absolutely.
And always building. But then taking your time to take time out as well. I think that's one thing that does happen at this time of year. Not for Jason, but obviously.
Oh no, that's for me. January.
January is your time off,
is
it?
Time. Yeah, that's when I do get to review everything and sort of look at. You know, all that, get those little things I haven't been able to do in the last few months done. You know, so, you know, new promo, things like that. Mm. You just don't get time to do in November, December. Because that seems
I know, the run up to Christmas is crazy, isn't it, for everybody? So it's nice to have that wind down and that stop time.
I can't even do a contract in December because I'm just not home enough to do it. Yeah. You know? And if I am, I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
So January is that time to kind of get all those bits and pieces done.
Good. And do you?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
Eventually I do. You know, once the professionals is finished.
And after you've had your fix of Emmerdale, or Emmerdale Farm. Yeah, that was very exciting last night. Did you see it last night?
I did see
it's
it.
It's not Emmerdale Farm anymore.
No, I know, but Jason, it's an in-joke.
Oh, okay,
it'll always
fine.
Be Emmerdale Farm to me.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I get that.
We better move on.
That's
we've
our
got
age something. Show in there.
Oh, we've got so much to cover. So.
Great.
Fantastic. Listen, we've had a few tweets. The lovely Lisa Settle at Telcare has had a great show. Happy New Year to you all. Welcome to Julie.
Thank you.
To the show. And we did have a tweet. I'm further down here. I can't find it now. From the lovely Tony Burke and his wife at Chimps and Dinks. I have to be very careful how I say that because one time I said it very badly. I'll tell you off air what I said. They'll be listening. It's their Friday treat. Hi, guys. Big shout out for Chips and Dinks.
Hello.
If you have a little bit of an accident or a scratch or dink on your car, Tony will sort you out. He works magic.
Oh, that's amazing.
Not that I've had to experience him twice. But he's really good. So hi, you guys. Thank you for listening. Now we have. Okay, so we're back at it. We're back in business. Back to work, back in thinking events, what's coming up. So there is quite a lot. We've got some dates for you to put in your diary for later on in the year. But there's quite a bit going on in January, isn't there, Jules?
Yes, so there is.
I just call you Jules.
Please
is that
do.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Friends and fam, call me Jules.
Jules.
You're one of the fam now.
I'm the fam now. Jules. So we have got some events.
Let's do it.
To put in your diary. So, yeah, do your lot first. Because okay. I actually put them in date order so people can go through their diary and put them in. I'm all organised, you see.
Well done. Really organised. Okay. So I'd have to scroll up and down the screen, the sheet in front of me.
No, exactly.
In different ways. Yeah, lovely. Okay. So we've got on Thursday, the 17th of January, the Dragon Co-working. We don't do networking, we waffle events.
It's a waffle.
That's at the St. George's Hotel in Chatham. They provide fancy coffee and teas along with freshly made warm waffles and loads of awesome toppings. All you have to do is come along and enjoy spending some time waffling to the members of our amazing community. So get yourself down there. If you've never been before, or if you've been before and you love it, go again. The next one would be on the... So what have we got here? Wednesday the 23rd of January, we've got the workshop... You've messed the K out. It says the war shop.
Okay, well, you know, improvise.
It could have been the war shop.
War shop.
But it's the workshop. And that's in Folkestone at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, you know what? I didn't put... There should be a title there. If you look, date...
Date, yeah. Oh, it's the Kent Digital Meetup.
There we go.
That's
thank
me
you.
Not reading down. There we go. Quick enough, far enough. Sorry.
Well, it's her first it's show. First well, you know, day. We'll let her off. She might not come back again. But.
So, Kent Digital Meetup. It's Kent Digital's Folkestone locations exciting meetup event that brings together Kent's digital marketing community. They have different types of people attending, from marketers to people with online businesses, developers, designers, retailers, entrepreneurs, and more. Events cover marketing, video production, SEO, design, branding, social media, and a lot more. At each monthly event, two experts will talk about a specific topic and there will be an interactive Q&A session at the end. It's free to attend, so amazing. And to register, go to meetup.com and search for Kent Digital Thaxton.
It's fantastic. They've got a right little community going across Kent now and they keep doing these little meetups. So it's great. You don't have to be within the digital industry, but if you want to learn more about social media or digital marketing, they're great to go along because they have expert speakers and you can speak to people that are in that business. So really great. And they're free, which is great.
That's brilliant.
We do like a free event
there. Oh, of course. And my last date I have here is for the ZC Academy. That's being held on Thursday, the 24th of January at the Romney Marsh Business Centre between 9.30 to 12.30. It's at the, why have I got St George's Hotel
Basically, sorry, I confused you. I should explain. You see, we were chatting too much before the show. We didn't do a pre-show discussion. So that they're doing two ZCs, one in the morning at Romney Marsh and one in the afternoon at St George's Hotel.
There we go. So St George's Hotel is at 2 to 4.30. So this is all about, so if you want to learn some quick wins and the latest news and updates on social media, pop down there. Learn new updates, cutting edge information about social media and the online digital world with speakers Gareth Keynes and Mark Jennings. Take away the latest invaluable information and use immediately now for your online marketing. During the morning, you'll learn the latest features in the social media world. So if you're having any problems with your social media activity, you need to get down there because there will be a 15-minute Q&A session at the end of the meeting so you can ask all the questions you ever wanted to know. To book for that, you visit Eventbrite AC Academy.
ZC.
No, A. See, your typo again, Amanda. I thought AC. ZC Academy.
This is like the new girl at school, isn't it? Let's throw all the things at her. You're doing brilliantly. So following on in January, so there are three great events, three more great events for you in January. So January the 26th at the Ashford International Hotel from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Build Your Dream, a Kent edition. This is a new event brought to you it's for entrepreneurs, startups and people who want to build and grow their business. Four speakers will be sharing the expertise and wisdom and knowledge that will transform your life and business. Do you feel stuck and you're looking for ways of creating the freedom you desire? Do you seek strategies you can implement straight away? Do you want to move from goal setting to goal achieving? You want to develop and do you want to develop an entrepreneur's mindset? Then if that is you, I bet you're willing to make an investment that costs less than a fancy handbag. Well, I don't know. It's not enticing, is that? Or a suit. I lost track now. See, it's one of those shows. Basically, it is an investment in your future. This is hosted by Build Your Dream, Kent Edition. It is just £77. And you've got a full day there of training. You get development stuff, you get workbooks. If you want to find out more and book on, if you go to Eventbrite and you book Build Your Dream for aspiring entrepreneurs. The thing is, you can never give the link for Eventbrite because by the time you've got the event for Linkbrite, it's some silly, obscure link that you can't use. But if you go on Eventbrite and search Build Your Dream for Inspiring and then look for Build Your Dream Kent Edition, you will find the details there. So that's great one. Great. And another one for you businesses out there, Wednesday the 30th of January at the Metro Bank in Maidstone from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The business doctor, Peter Searle, is back and he'll be hosting the next free FSB Connect event. At this event, Tracy Westall from Pecunia will be discussing cash forecasting and giving you a whistle-stop guide to take back your business. To book, go to businessdoctors.co.uk or look for their events on Eventbrite. Peter Searle is great with the Business Doctor. He runs a series of free events throughout the year to help you with your business. So check that out. It's brilliant. And the last one I have for you here is Thursday, the 31st of January at St. George Hotel in Chatham from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Now, this isn't necessarily about business. This is about life. It's the Learn to Love Yourself and Others. Do you want to feel more confident and enjoy better relationships? Are you looking for love? With threw me off there. With Valentine's Day fast approaching, why not give yourself or a loved one a gift of getting to know yourself better, to understand what you need in a relationship and what it takes to create relationships where you feel loved, cherished and appreciated. Now, this fantastic event is hosted by the wonderful Tracy Ferguson. We love Tracy. Tazzy64 on the Twitter, who is a career and personal development coach. And she has teamed up with a lady called Sue Plumtree, who is a relationship coach and author. So they've got a workshop for you and they're going to help you to learn to love yourself. I think everyone should love themselves. It starts with yourself.
Totally, it does.
If you go to, again, Eventbrite, learn to love yourself, and on there you can get more details and book on. Brilliant. So there we go. That's great. Your January sorted. Mm-hmm. If you want a little bit of entertainment, Jason has got an event at the end of January. Give us your shout out for your do at Bridgewood Manor.
Yeah, well, it's at the Bridgewood Manor on the 31st of January. So it's actually a fundraiser.
Oh,
brilliant.
Cool.
Event.
Yeah, for the Starlights cheerleading squad.
Oh.
Which is my daughter's.
Yes. Great.
Because they're all, the junior squad are all off to Florida in May.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Yeah, so we're doing a show there, so I'm singing. So it's all designed to sort of raise money to sort of get some of these kids out to Florida.
And we get to hear you sing.
And you get to hear me sing.
Which is always a bonus.
Yeah, I'm doing swing and buble songs.
Fabulous. Lovely. Fabulous. Where do we get tickets from?
That's a very good question.
Okay.
No, it's from me, yeah. You got it in my Facebook page. It's all
if you look up
Jason Allen Sway.
Yeah, if you look up Jason on Facebook, Jason Allen Sway, or at Jason Allen Sway on Twitter, give him a shout out and you can get more details on that.
Brilliant.
Fabulous. So we have had a very fast and lively first half of the show, and it is January the 11th. So we're there. Christmas is gone. New Year's gone. We're back at it. I am joined in the studio by our fabulous brand new co-host, the wonderful Julie Daniel from The Chic Stylist. Hello. Excuse me. And our guest today is the wonderful singer actor, Jason Allen. Yeah, stop myself there. Jason Allen.
Sway.
We will be back right after this. And we do have a bit of a treat for you because, of course, couldn't have Jason on and not play one of Jason's songs. Oh. So this is Jason's song, When the Music Stops. We will be back after this.
She sits all alone, tapping the table, ignoring each glass. I pluck up the courage as far as I'm able and ask her to dance. Then the band begins to play as she rises to her feet. Can't help staring when she sways, but still our eyes don't meet. I'm out of my depth, in her control, losing my mind. She's taken my soul, head over heels, ready to drop. God knows how I'll feel when the music stops. Until we're face to face. Maybe looks can't kill, but this one puts me in my place.
jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. We nearly missed coming back in then because we were too busy talking.
As always.
I know this is going to be dangerous when you're in the studio with me, Julie.
Sorry.
It's always good. So you are actually listening definitely to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show. We're back. It's Fridays.
Back. Woohoo.
You know, it's a Friday. It's the end of the week. Woohoo. And we're here. And my co-host today is the fabulous Julie Daniel from The Chic Stylist.
You got it right.
Yes. There
Yay!
We go. So
she's on it.
I'm on fire. And our guest today is the super talented actor, songwriter, singer. I could call you a songwriter, can't you?
No, I've got a few, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Jason Allen. Sway. And before the break, we were just having a bit of a catch up. Julie gave us a great expert tip. Look for your Spanx. Go get your Spanx. Don't worry about the gym.
That's right.
But
cheat.
Cheat, which is great. But if you missed the beginning of the show, obviously you can listen again. And we've had some events we've been talking about. There's some great events coming up in January. It's going to be a really great year for events this year. So check out the dates, put them in the diary. Now, I have had a tweet here from the lovely Lucy Hall from Aviso Media. She also is the organiser of Social Day, and she does the digital events, and she kickstart digital events, and she has asked for a shout out for the kickstart digital women event, which she is hosting on the 11th of March. It's in London, it's in association with NatWest, Nick Howard, Nick Wave, and it's a day of digital learning, inspiration and storytelling.
And there'll be an award-winning blogger attending.
Yes. Yes. You've been looking it up, aren't you?
Which is I am.
It's on the 11th of March and it's in London. I haven't got the venue here, but we'll find that out for you. But there are limited tickets at £25 and then the prices go up. And it includes lunch and refreshments. So tell you what, follow Lucy on the Twitter.
At Kickstart Digital.
Kickstart Digital, and also at Aviso, AWVISO underscore media to find out more about that and get booked on. Great event. Lucy runs some great digital events. So
totally. I went to a couple last year. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Really good event.
But yeah, so check that out. Keep your tweets coming in. We want to still hear from you. What you're up to today? How's your week going? Are you back in it? Have you set any New Year's resolutions? Have you set any New Year's resolutions, Jason?
I don't really do them.
No. Do you think it's an age thing? Do you think when we get older, we think, you know, it's not worth doing anymore?
I think so.
Or it's just because we're too busy in our lives, making real things happen.
Is that as well?
Yeah.
You get wiser as you get older.
Yeah.
But it's like you said earlier, I mean, a lot of things I would do, I do anyway.
Yeah.
So it's exactly. Just reaffirming.
Reaffirming.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So,
too many J's.
Too many J's. Jason and Julie. So we have actually been talking off air quite a lot. So we know all about Jason, and I know known Jason for a couple of years now. It was actually 2017 we did the Pink Charity Gala Ball.
It was.
Can you believe it? It was that long ago. Yeah. Wow. That was a good event. I'm trying to talk Linda into doing another one. She keeps on going, no.
It doesn't feel 2 years ago. Though.
No, I know. No, it's great. It was a great event. But that's where I met Jason for the first time.
And so what was it?
The Pink Charity Gala Ball is a charity evening which we raise money for breast cancer now.
Brilliant.
We raised £4,500.
Wow, well done.
So I helped Linda Garcia of Alexa Consultant run that. And we had Jason was our main singer. And after Jason, we had Here Come the Girls. We had Barnaby Winter. Have you met Barnaby Winter yet? So Barnaby Winter is a great marketing guy. And we got Barnaby in a pink suit.
Love that.
Which was great. And I do cut like
man in a pink suit.
I do like keep posting that on social media. Yeah, exactly. He said the pink suit's coming back to me. No, it was a great event. But
well done,
give
guys.
Us a brief to people that don't know you, Jason, because there's one or two people out there who haven't heard of you.
Yeah, one or two.
About who you are and what you do.
I'm a singer and actor. Been around doing it for 20 years this year.
This is your 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
With gaps in between, obviously. I go across the country singing swing and jazz and Michael Bublé songs. And then when I'm not doing that, my agent's sending me up to London to audition for whatever parts in TV, film and commercial and everywhere, really.
Brilliant. So, yeah. Tell me how you got into the swing music. Is that just your thing, always, your genre? Did you grow up with it?
Always done it, yeah. When as a kid in the 90s, I was never really interested in any sort of modern music at the time, really. So I listened to Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and all that, and Elvis and the Beatles and things like that. So that kind of set me on my way, really. So it's a music that I've always enjoyed.
You're an old soul, are you?
It sits comfortably with my voice, because I always say in that period in the 90s, you had indie bands, you know, the Blur and the Oasis, which I like. But I'm not going to sing that kind of music with my voice. Mm. There was dance music, it was boy bands, you know. So for someone like me that sings how I sing, there was nothing modern at that time to listen to like that, you know. So that kind of set me on my way. So even when I was at drama school, it was I was always being pushed in to sing. You know, music teacher would always push me to sing. I was in the showcase. I was the guy.
Did you always want to sing? Was singing your number one when you wanted to get into the industry, or did you fall into that?
I was wanting to be an actor, so I specifically went to a drama school as opposed to a musical theatre school. And if to be honest, it's the thing I tried not to do. Because it's not what anybody wanted me to do, you know. So it was always, I mean, my music teacher at drama school was always trying to get me to go out on the circuit.
Yeah.
And I resisted that at first because it wasn't the route I wanted to take. And it wasn't as affordable then as it is now. Because obviously them days, to have a really good PA system was a couple of grand. When you're a student, you know, now we've got the internet, so everything's cheaper. You know, you can buy a decent
everything's
PA
DIY.
you got a credit card, you can get a PA.
Yeah, of course.
Nicely, they'll put you in the sort of small medium venues. But in 2001, no, it wasn't that simple. You know, so you had to really want to do it if you were going to sort of get that money together and go and do that. You know, so it's that what we were saying earlier on before we started. It's the changing side of the industry, and I think these days you need to do as much as possible in this industry anyway. You've got to be able to do everything, and I'd much prefer singing than doing anything else, you know.
Fabulous.
Because I do love it, so I'm lucky that I get to do it, you know. But in when I was 20 years old, if you asked me, do you want to be on stage in the West End, do you want to be doing film, doing TV, or do you want to be doing gigs? Obviously, I would have said, I want to be doing the other.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of...
You live and you learn, though, don't you, from different experiences that you're having.
Yeah.
You then realise where your niche may lay.
It's not even that, though, so much. It's more the fact that the busier I am, the more that I sing, the more stuff comes to me.
Right,
So I find...
More doors open, yeah.
When you resist stuff, you're not doing anything. So I find that I've been a lot more successful since I just embraced everything.
Yeah.
And just do everything.
Open mindset.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And I just think I'm just really lucky to be able to work full time in an industry where I'm kind of rare that you can work full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, as you say, I guess these days, because life is made a little bit easier with the internet, everybody that possibly wouldn't have done it before is doing it now. So anybody who thinks they've got a little bit of talent or wants to just give it a go.
Oh, totally.
And we see all the people on Britain's Got Talent and X Factor and all that type of thing come on, and you're just like, oh, no.
And they all say, this is my last chance.
Yeah.
Last chance at what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your last chance at what? Fame?
Yeah.
That's what it's really about, because, you know, I'm not famous, but I earn a nice living. You know, and that's what it's really about.
But do you strive to be famous?
No.
Did you ever strive to be famous?
No.
Not even when you wanted to get into the industry, you wasn't to be famous?
No.
Oh, really?
No. I can't think of anything worse. You know, I've always had this impression, because I mean, you know, when you talk about the shows, the Saturday night entertainment shows, there was a time, because I know a few people that have been on them, where you could come off one of them shows and restaurants would open for them at midnight because they were on that show. Now you finish one, you go straight into another one, so you get a couple of months if you're lucky. I mean, does anyone remember who won X Factor? Now, you know,
my daughter will know.
Hang on, I'm thinking about, yes, I can, Dalton.
Okay, yeah.
But this is actually the first year I've ever actually watched X Factor. So that's
it. It was a few weeks ago, and you had to think about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I had to think about it.
But you can still remember some. I
haven't seen him since.
No, but it's about a year until they come out and do anything, isn't
which
it?
It's also strange because it's a now. We live in a now.
That's right. You want to see what's he got now? Yeah.
So they used to open up because now he goes straight on to the next one. And I kind of think when you are one of them shows, you can be one of the most famous people in the country for a while with the newspapers and the internet and everything else. I don't want to be living behind gates, really.
And then you've got to make the comeback, like at the moment, like Rick Astley for a little while.
Rick Astley?
All of a sudden, he was on everything just prior to Christmas because, you know, again, they put then their greatest hits thing out and he was like 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. He made one hit. But then they tried to revive themselves by then coming back all these years later and hoping that, you know, these teenagers who loved him then, growing up and still love him. And that's a hard game. Yeah. Why would you want to come back and do the old...
He's more successful now than he was.
Well, that's then, what happens. You know? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, and I guess the thing, you get to do what you actually love doing and enjoy doing, as you say, and make a living from it, which at the end of the day, it's one of the things I think with everybody who, especially people that run their own business, I think most people, when they start their own business, they go in thinking, well, I want to be rich. I want to be successful. You know, I'm up there. I want to be at the top. But then actually, once you've been going a little while, you realise what's more important is consistency and actually running a business and earning a living. Because at the end of the day, we've all got to earn a living. We've all got to have money to live and survive.
There's no money in fame.
No.
You know, most people that go on the reality TV shows aren't doing what they actually, the talent that they were meant to be. So you might be an actor in the jungle, but you're not acting, you're in the jungle. So you're doing things to kind of bring money in. So I think you've got to be very careful with fame because you can end up famous but not working.
I think, was it you, we had the conversation before though, is that everybody can be a celebrity these days.
Everyone's a celebrity.
And obviously with the power of social media, the word celebrity doesn't mean the same anymore because it's not just people that are on TV, it's anybody that...
YouTubers, bloggers, influencers.
All these people turn up and it's like, who are you?
Who are you?
You don't need talent to be a celebrity.
No.
No.
You know, it's like what we went back to asking if I ever wanted to be famous. Mm. When I was at drama school, I really wanted to do theatre. That was the main thing that I wanted.
But why? What's the driver to be on stage? Is it not the publicity that you're going to get and the fame from it? That's why you automatically assume that's what it would be.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the live audience. You'll be surprised how many film and TV actors don't do theatre. You know, they don't like it. But there's something about
energy, isn't it? I can imagine
being on stage in that room. And you know, I get that from gigging. If I do a really good gig, the way I work, and I'll run around the room, I'll climb on chairs and tables, I'll do all that stuff. And you get a great reaction to that. And that's kind of more important, really, I think, you know, having that kind of thing. So it's someone asked me the other day, what's my sort of ideal sort of career, would you rather do this or do that? And I'd rather do it all. I'd rather be able to say, hi guys, tune in Saturday night and see me in so-and-so or BBC One. But if you're out, come and see me singing at so-and-so, because that's where I am tonight. And I like that.
Yeah, you know. Be diverse, be, you know.
Yeah, because in film land, especially today, you're spending most of your day in a big warehouse.
Right.
It's all everything's CGI.
Right.
You know, even a lot of the soaps, they're not CGI, actually outside.
Explain, CGI, what does that mean?
All the green screen.
The green room things, okay.
Yeah, so you get a lot of that. So you're not necessarily, so you could be, and if you're, and also with the soap, you can be, if you're, you tend to be in the same set all the time. If you work in the pub, you're in the pub all
That's
the time.
It.
In a big warehouse. So, you know, 6 months, a year, you know, 30 years, some, yes. Not much variety in it.
No, I was going to say, before we ruin it for everybody that watches all these programmes.
Yeah.
And they realise that it's not in on, you know, you're not
That's
really
why we
in Emmerdale.
Non-disclosure agreements now, you see.
Apparently, last night there was a programme on about behind the scenes at the ITV studios. I don't know if you saw, I literally flicked over and I saw it. And they were talking about, you know, the Lorraine show shares a studio with Loose Women and they do the quick change around between, you know, in the hour they've got until Loose Women come on in the morning. And, you know, it's quite fascinating to see how it all works behind the scenes.
Well, you can go up to the other one on ITV and actually do a studio tour. They all do studio tours.
Right.
So you can go and see. So there's no secret to how it's done. And if you watch a behind the scenes featurette on a Blu-ray, you'll see how it's all done. You know, it's not that back in the 50s and 60s they wanted you to keep the magic of how it was all done, whereas now they put it all out.
But it's all real, isn't it?
Yep.
Now, Julie, I'm going to let one of your little secrets out.
Uh-oh.
That you was very excited when you heard that Jason had a little spot on EastEnders.
Oh my God, I am the biggest EastEnders fan. EastEnders, tell me all about it. I know it's only a small stint or whatever you did, but please just tell me.
Well, it's
What did you play?
I was I wasn't anything major. I was basically bringing flowers to a funeral scene.
I was going to say, you can't remember, can you?
it was a long time
ago. Was it when Dirty Den died?
No.
That was a long time. That was when I stopped watching EastEnders.
But they threw. There was something about the throwing the body in the canal or something.
Oh, and
there was,
I'm not that old.
Oh.
I remember that episode before bedtime. I was
living with flowers. You're the florist, bringing it to the pub.
Yeah, and she basically, I remember, she gave me... I mean, it's not even on my show. It's so long ago now. It's not even on my showreel. But she, and it was Bianca basically.
That's a long time if Bianca was in it. Bianca's been out for a while.
Yeah, but isn't she back again now?
No,
she's gone again.
Prison, or she's just come out of prison now, apparently. So.
Yeah, she just basically had to basically have a go at me, and I had to apologise and be, oh, I'm sorry, because it'd all be messed up.
So tell me what the set's like there. Is it very cool? Like the square?
I told you, it's a warehouse. It's a green screen.
Even the wet, no, but the square. When they go into the square, and then you've got all the houses and the pub and everything.
There's nothing
behind it.
Yeah, you. I was outside the house, on the door, but it was all inside. It's all lit, you know. And if you step to the left, you can see the fake stairs.
Yeah. Cardboard doors.
Things move. Walls move to put cameras in, and you know the. There you see the pub, and one episode there might be a pool table, but you'll never see that pool table again. But
yeah,
it's just for a purpose of the story. They're just,
of course, you know. It's so clever. It's very clever.
But it's really strange, because when you go into something like that, and obviously I was young, nervous, trying to make an impression, you know, and but you feel like you know all these people, you know all their faces.
Yeah, because we're seeing them on TV all the time, aren't we?
Yeah, I remember I wasn't because. Pat, who played Pat.
Pat Butcher. Earrings.
Her real name's Pat as well, so that's really confusing.
Okay. Patricia,
right. She's there standing next to me because she's in bits around that scene. And
How cool.
And I've got the guy that plays Ricky. Come on,
Ricky!
And it's strange because you're like...
Oh, my God. You get a bit starstruck, surely, looking at all these...
It's like a strange dream.
Yeah.
It's like one of those strange dreams where you have a dream, you're on the set of something.
And all these.
To be fair, I think we've all dreamed that we've been on or been speaking with the actors or actresses from some of the programmes we watch.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm. And the soaps used to be the biggest programmes.
Of course they were.
You know, everyone.
Really popular.
So they were in your house every week.
And they still are, to be fair. Even though we have the internet and Netflix, etc., people still gravitate to their Corey at 7 o'clock or whatever. Yeah. They're EastEnders like me.
And people choose when to watch them. You know, those,
you can
those
replay.
Days when 30 million viewers
this is the
tuned
thing.
In to watch Dirty Den,
this is the
give
thing.
The divorce papers.
Yeah.
You know, it's done it different now. You know, you watch the Christmas episode of EastEnders, you might not watch on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
You know, watch it the next day. So yeah, so it's all different. But it was just a really good experience.
No,
at the
totally.
Time, really.
So would you ever do soaps? Do you think going forward? I mean, had soaps ever entered your mind? Something that you'd like to do more on an ongoing, long term basis?
Say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whether I'd want to be in something for 20 years, I don't know.
It's tough.
I can see you fitting in well to Emmerdale.
In Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Emmerdale Farm.
Yeah, Emmerdale Farm. Debbie's new in love interest.
I'm way too old. Debbie's new love interest.
I don't know, older man, bring it in.
I don't think you say. I mean, no. I'd love to be able to have the opportunity to say no to anything, but I don't. You know, anything that comes my way, you say.
Of course.
You say yes,
and it's experience as well, isn't it? All the time. What about films?
Well, films. Yeah, I mean, I've done a few independent films, and I'm. Scheduled to do some hopefully this year. And I said that last time I was here because films can sometimes take 7 years to 8 years to get made.
Really?
Yeah, The Bodyguard was first put out there with Barbara Streisand in the 70s. It took to 1992 to get made for Kevin Costner. And
I did not Whitney know
Houston.
That.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
So, of course, it goes through updates and changes.
Yes, of
Everything
course.
Changes, but it can take a long time to get a film made.
Yeah.
And I'm in with a director and producer that are working on about 5 films that I'm involved with, but trying to get it's the funding.
They had
it all together. They were ready to go a few years ago, and then one of the producers died. So everything starts again. It's hard work. It's hard work. So hopefully they will come
like you said, surely it should be a bit cheaper now with all the special effects and all the things that they can do.
Expensive. The effect, that's why the budgets on these superhero movies are into the hundreds of millions to make.
There's a lot more technology.
Well, they've got to make it, make it better, bigger and better, haven't they? So they've got to have better effects. They've got to do more. And it's crazy.
Green screen is expensive. Yeah. So it's actually cheaper to do stunts for real.
Die, possibly.
Well, yeah, that's one of the reasons why they do a lot of green screen stuff now.
Right.
Because they don't really stunt men die. But you didn't know about that.
God.
It's only now when you watch the features of a Bond film, you say, someone died making that film in 1960s. They didn't talk about that in 1967, but you'll hear about it now.
Yeah.
So it is. I don't know an awful lot about the CGI stuff, because it's not something I've ever had to do, but... You know when you're watching something for real.
When
you watch a movie and they're doing something for real.
Yeah, you can just tell. Mm. Now, unfortunately, we have fast running out of time as we approach the end of the show. See, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
Now,
there's one question discussions before the show. And we're like, okay, we'll talk about it on the show. We haven't talked about anything we talked about before, but that's fine. We had the conversation, so we know what we said. Yeah, it's always the way. But there was one thing I did want to just quickly touch on, because we were talking about, obviously, the industry. It's easier to get into the industry, as it were, these days. From the aspect of anybody can submit a showreel and things like that. And one question I did ask you was, you know, does technology and social media make it easier or harder these days in the industry?
I think it's a bit of both, because it's great to have all your stuff out there. But a casting director told me last week they had 7,300 and something submissions for one role.
Look at that.
So that's, so even if they looked at 10 seconds of each showreel, that's going to take an awfully long time. That's going to take more time than they've got. So
that's why first impressions count.
Well, exactly, that ties in very well.
Of course, everybody now wants to do it, you know. When I came out of drama school 2001, when I finished drama school, Spotlight was just a book, you know. The online thing was new, so it would have just been the page of the book online.
Because
now you've got links to everything. You can put as many different photos on as you like, and there's too much information. So for a casting director's job, it's like, how do you... And of course, now everybody wants to do it. You know, it's a lot easier to do as a job. Anyone can say they're an actor and have a page up online, you know, and can get a showreel together quite easily. But so it's always been a job with more actors than jobs. More jobs in gigging. There's more singers than there is gigs available. But obviously now it's so much easier to do. But it's also fantastic for the fact that I can have a show online that I can send over to Los Angeles. You know, I've done self-tapes for Bollywood movies. I've done self-tapes for Amazon shows that have been cast over in America and New York. And you just do your self-tape, put it onto a transfer file, whichever one you use, and then send it off to my agent. My agent sends it over to them. You know, you couldn't do that 10 years ago.
No, exactly. So as you say, it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show again today.
Thank you.
We ran out of time. We always run out of time.
It's amazing how you talk about yourself.
Exactly.
It's just too much to talk about.
I know. It's like, where do I start? Where do you go on? Thank you so much for joining us today. So if you do want to find out more about Jason, you can find him everywhere on social media at Jason Allen Sway. They say that's where the sway comes in.
He's there.
And also, if you want to hear him playing on the 31st of January at Ridgewood Manor, check him out and go along, because he is a very good singer. Very, very good, definitely.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Now, I have just got a couple more dates for your diaries out there, people. Now, I am looking in the future, but I want you to put these dates in the diaries, what's happening this year. Friday the 8th of March is International Women's Day. This year it's a Friday. There's lots of things going on in International Women's Day for the week. This is an event that Butterflies Events, myself, are hosting with the Aspinall Foundation. It is at Port Lim, a hotel and reserve, and it is a day event with a mixture of networking with the animals, a buffet, a delightful networking lunch, two amazing inspiring speakers, and then a bit of team building networking afterwards.
Sounds amazing.
More details are coming really soon on that. So the 8th of March, put that in the diary. May the 1st to the 3rd is the next social day in London. Go to socialday.co.uk to find out more about that. Thursday, the 9th of May, is the next Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre in Dentlin, a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to get out there and meet great venues and suppliers. venueseventsexpo.co.uk. And on the 26th of September, the first ever event of its kind in the Southeast, the Tech Expo. Go to techexpouk.com to find out more. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Julie, for joining us on the team.
It's been amazing.
It's been great having you here. Thank you so much. I will be back next week. And on the show is co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. And we're joined by the lovely McManuses. Amy and Brad will be back updating us with what's going on in the digital marketing world. Don't forget to listen to The Bunker Show on Tuesday with Paul. He's got more great guests. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.